This is Lancer Radio, streaming live at lancerradio.org, and this is Over Coffee. Dot Cannon with you. And you know, most weddings aren't exactly the stuff of fairy tales, and that's the topic that the Pasadena Writing Project is going to be tackling this upcoming weekend, this Saturday, when they do a special reading at a literary brunch over at the Pasadena Museum of History. Now, I was just talking with three writers from the group, with Maria Elena Fernandez, who is the team teacher of the workshop, Viviana Aparicio Chamberlain, who is a veteran, has been there for 2.5 years, and we had just started talking with Adnike Harris, the newest member of the group, and you had told me that you wrote journals, but you never quite got the support that you really wanted to get in terms of being a writer. At what point with the Pasadena Writing Project did you get a moment where, yeah, I could do this? People say I'm a good writer.
The very first day I got there and was a little nervous, you know, sharing, you know, my writing, but we get prompts in the beginning of each session. And after that first prompt, we share what we wrote. And as soon as I shared my first piece, the feedback, the, oh my gosh, wow, that was great. It really was very encouraging. And it wasn't phony. It wasn't like just pat on the back, like, oh, you're in a group, so we're going to say that was great. The support was so genuine. That's when I knew. I was like, I'm in the right place. I am exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Well, you know what I'm going to ask you now, don't you? What did you bring to read?
I just brought one of the prompts, actually. I don't remember specifically what the words were that Maria Elena gave us, but this piece has a lot to do with love and experience, and I think it goes along with the theme of weddings.
So. I'd love to hear it. Here she is, Ms. Adnike Harris.
My California love affair. There was only one space and time where we met. It was magnetic, powerful, joyous, and passionate. Loving you was easy. Your skin the color of pecans, eyes deep set, dark brown and intense. Whenever you looked at me, I always thought you were looking in me. Your smile was big, your laugh was genuine. I was drawn to you immediately. I felt like the waves were pulling us closer, even if we kept fighting against the current. All I could see were the rocks ahead, but I allowed myself to be swept away in your current, never once worrying about wearing a life vest. For I was doomed to drown as soon as I started drifting. But the water was eventually calm. What seemed like high tide and raging water for years and decades was only months. Was just enough time to be caught in your hook. I've been relentlessly trying to untangle myself from your fishing net, but every movement to get free leaves me even more entangled and further away from freedom. Eventually I'll get out, eventually I'll be released, but right now we have our time and we have our shared space.
Wow, I love that.
Thank you.
My California Love Affair by Adnike Harris, who is a member of the Pasadena Writing Project. I love the image of a love affair and the ocean and how people just get swept away with it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And is that one of the ones you'll be reading this upcoming Saturday?
Actually, no. The Saturday is something completely different, and it's also something completely different from what is being published in the Pasadena Weekly. So I have a lot of different things that are just coming out of me, and this workshop and this project has really just opened up so many doors for me, so I'm just letting them all pour out onto the page.
In the fourth year they're in existence, it sounds like Pasadena Writing Project is leading people to blossom, creatively speaking. Which leads me to ask you, Viviana, what did you bring to read?
I would like to read a segment of my memoir in the process, and it's called Impossible or Imposible, and that's the love between my grandpa, David Luna, and his mysterious wife, Angela Carrasco Luna. And this was in Mexico, just as they were coming across the border in 1915. Okay. He mused on his hopeless situation. He loved a woman who could never be his. She was a Carrasco first, and his wife, Senora David Luna, second. Her family never believed that he could take care of Angela. He would be the death of her, they warned him. ¿Cómo podría ser? How could it be that such a beautiful, brown-skinned woman with hungry, hypnotic eyes fall unexpectedly into strange spells and then recover so rapidly? She was like an Amazona. He was a proud Yaqui, but at 34 years of age, Angela left him forever with 7 children. From the day they married, he became more and more aware of her strange power. She was superior to him in every way, except for one thing. He could read and write. She could not. This perplexed him because she knew geography and weather patterns better than he and could understand the goodness or the dangers in strangers and the use of arnica ruda for healing. She could absorb knowledge from books in her own without deciphering the letters and their jumble of combinations. Angela had dreams of the bakery and tailoring business. The Mexican Revolution promised that the lands of the rich would go into the hands of the campesinos that worked the land. David would continue to find work as a lumberman and a field foreman. But the Yaquis were looking down on. They felt powerless. After so many years of battles with the government to keep their land rights, the Yaqui farms were left barren from lack of good water. He knew that Sonora was changing, but he had faith that as long as they were together in their querida patria Sonora, Mexico, they would have a good life together. On their honeymoon night, David was aroused from a deep, delicious sleep when he heard the dreamlike rattling of tin plates and pots in the porch kitchen. He was proud of the wood-burning oven he built for Angela. Just outside of the front door, its heat warmed the wall and came into their two-room choza. He chopped the wood to build their small house, and he covered it with a tin roof. But his mood of quiet relief was jarred with a sense of danger. "Where is Angela?" he thought. He leaped like a deer out of the hand-sewn mattress he made of the cotton he picked and carded for their wedding bed. He bellowed out, "Angela!"
And you leave me wanting more, right on a cliffhanger. We just heard Imposible by Viviana Aparicio Chamberlain, who is one of the three writers of the Pasadena Writing Project, who's in studio right now and going to be reading this upcoming weekend. And as soon as we come back, I'd love to hear a little bit more about your writing that. And Maria Elena, I would love to have you give me some information as well on what you've written. This is overcoffee.canon here with Maria Elena Fernandez, Viviana Aparicio Chamberlain, and Adenike Harris in studio. And be sure this upcoming weekend, if you get a chance, Saturday, June 1st, to come by the Pasadena Museum of History at 11 o'clock. They are having a special event where they're reading about weddings. We'll be right back here on Over Coffee. This is LancerRadio.org.